My Life Today, February 12, to endow me with power from above, the work of the Holy Spirit. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Holy Spirit was to descend on those who love Christ. By this they would be qualified, in and through the glorification of their head, to receive every endowment necessary for the fulfilling of their mission. The life-giver held in his hand not only the keys of death, but a whole heaven of rich blessings. All power in heaven and earth was given to him, and having taken his place in the heavenly courts, he could dispense these blessings to all who receive him. The church was baptized with the Spirit's power. The disciples were fitted to go forth and proclaim Christ, first in Jerusalem, where the shameful work of dishonoring the rightful king had been done, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. The evidence of the enthronement of Christ in his mediatorial kingdom was given. God desires that the receivers of his grace shall be witnesses to his power. Those whose course has been most offensive to him, he freely accepts. When they repent, he imparts to them his divine spirit, places them in the highest positions of trust, and sends them forth into the camp of the disloyal to proclaim his boundless mercy. Provision is made by God himself for every soul that turns to the Lord to receive his immediate cooperation. The Holy Spirit becomes his efficiency. It is the Spirit's power that we need. This can do more for us in 1 minute than we can ever accomplish by talking. Only to those who wait humbly upon God, who watch for his guidance and grace, is the Spirit given. The power of God awaits their demand and reception. This promised blessing, claimed by faith, brings all other blessings in its train.